When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Turning to entertainment news, this is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture. Heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
And what have you learned?
Big Brother alum Pauly Calafiore is looking to go from reality TV couch to the gold medal stand as a member of the U.S. men's bobsled team.
Oh.
Did you guys ever watch Big Brother at all?
No, Don's a huge fan of it, though.
Oh,
but I've watched Cool Runnings about the Jamaican bobsled team, so I think I can track with this story.
On that very note, that's Pauly's only experience. So I'll touch on that in a second here. That's the funny part about this. Pauly is best known as a house guest on Big Brother, which I love like Don, and got the call from Team USA coaches back in May after his good friend Lolo Jones recommended him for the popular winter sport. And then we're told Pauly's first call with the coaches went pretty well. And they asked what he knew about bobsledding. And he replied, well, I've watched Cool Runnings as a kid, just like
you. Well, how about that?
Yeah.
John Candy was the coach there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I got to see that movie again.
He's one of my heroes, too. Love John Candy. Great. He's training real hard. He's serious about it. And he's making a real effort to do it. So we'll see what happens. Fleetwood Mac's hit song, Dreams, is climbing the charts thanks to the cranberry juice drinking guy that was riding on a skateboard, right?
Yeah.
You might have heard about this viral video. He was given a truck. He was given money from fans of thousands of dollars. He's got a clothing line that's blowing up. But more importantly, now Fleetwood Mac is getting a little something too. The song Dreams, which was released in 1977, is now number one on the iTunes chart.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome. I think people are just curious.
Right.
You know, and they go, oh, this looks like fun to kind of make a video to, and then go, let me listen to the whole song on my own.
Yeah, and their greatest hits album is up to number five right now. So they're getting the benefits too.
That's fabulous.
I feel like maybe, you know, the leader of Fleetwood Mac, what's his name?
John
Fleetwood.
Yeah.
Fleetwood.
Yeah, he should be throwing some cash too to this cranberry guy.
Well, hey, listen, he had some money problems. This guy... Yeah.
Cranberry guy?
No, Mick Fleetwood. They did an entire tour just to help him get out of debt.
Oh,
now, yeah. And I didn't know the story that the cranberry juice guy, his car broke down. I didn't know that that was why he was then on that longboard just recording himself.
Yeah.
So his car broke down, but hey, he's
and they
got
sent
a
him
brand new truck.
Ocean Spray into a brand new truck that's cranberry colored
and full of cranberry juice.
I mean, people. Jeez, is that all it takes?
Right? Have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Now, the Broadway League has announced yet another extension of the stage shutdown in New York City.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, the organization confirmed that it's suspending ticket sales and performances through May 30th of 2021, and I'm sure, hopefully not, but it might go longer because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And with nearly 97,000 workers who rely on Broadway for their livelihood and an annual economic impact of $14.8 billion to the city, this membership is committed to reopening as soon as possible so that they can get these people back to work, right?
Yeah.
And back in March of 2020, when they closed, there were 31 productions running at that time that were shut down. So,
It's just terrible.
Yeah. Well, there's some fun stuff that I might talk about later with a bunch of artists doing what's called SOS Fest to try to save that. But we might get into that a little bit later. For more entertainment news, download the My Talk app or go to mytalk1071.com.
That is brand new information. My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 820, 1220 and 520 on My Talk 107.1.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain.
Good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment coming up at 11:30 today. Don't forget Drunk Donna, Stoner Steve. That is where our production director, Rocco, takes some conversations that we had on the air during the week, slows them down, makes us sound real impaired. Very entertaining. Mm. Don't miss it. That at 11:30. But now...
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Now, Donna.
Yes, Steve.
Before we get into big name music news, we have music news of our own that I think we should share.
Okay.
Let's also figure out how exactly this is going to work. So I have a guitar in my home studio, which is my closet.
Yep.
And Donna has the voice of an angel.
Yep.
And so with that, Millennial Hannah said, hey, we should do something during a commercial break on Facebook Live where Steve plays the guitar and Donna sings. Mm. And we just do it, just to do it. But are we taking requests? Do we need to have a song prepared? What in the heck is happening today?
No idea.
You don't know anything.
I know nothing. I know what you know. It's
should
just
we
that,
solicit requests?
Yeah, if you want to email us some requests at Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com. We will do our best. Hopefully we know the words. Do you want to do a little practice on
I don't know.
Joey's
I, we
head?
Can't do...
What the Ooh. Hell is on Joey's
Ooh, you were at... That was the wrong
Joey's
key. Let's come right here.
What the hell is on Joey's head?
What the hell is on Joey's head?
Too loud for me. I mean, too high. It'll be commercial campfire songs with Donna and Steve.
There you go.
Yep, there
you
go.
That sounds good.
We'll give you a heads up right before it happens, okay?
Indeed.
So you can be a part of it. Let me just start with this Morgan Wallen, the country artist who got canned from Saturday Night Live for not practicing CDC protocol when it comes to gatherings during coronavirus and all that.
Because he was spotted on video and photos just partying it up.
I think
mask
he posted
off,
his
kissing
own
multiple
stuff.
People. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just making out. He was in Alabama for the football game. And he did put out a very heartfelt apology and said he's got a lot to learn. He's going to go away for a while. He's got a lot of growing up to do. And I really like the way other country stars are reacting to this. You know, it would be very easy to go, you're an idiot.
Sure.
You know, how could you? But instead, people have got his back. Miranda Lambert put out a text that said, you're a sweetheart. We got you. Other people said, love you. I'm proud of you. Jake Owen said, don't beat yourself up. God is still working on you. Another person said, I love you. Be sturdy. Keep your head up. Kimberly Schlappman, who is a member of Little Big Town, she's adorable. She wrote, you are precious. Your humility is astounding and we love you.
Oh, that's really nice.
You know,
that's good.
Other people
it's good
are
to have
just
that
saying,
grace.
Yes,
extended.
It's all good, boo. We still here. All sorts of stuff like that. So I think that's the way to keep somebody from, you know, going further down that rabbit
sure.
hole of feeling bad about yourself.
Yeah, no kidding, because that's that, especially in a pile-on society that we live in.
Yes.
That's good to have celebrities who have bigger voices, bigger reaches on social media to drown out the negativity and the you suck.
Yeah, it's like we're all hey, listen, if I were called out for every mistake I made in life,
oh Lord.
Boy, and canceled,
yeah,
forget it.
It's yeah,
long
no
gone.
Kidding.
Anywho,
and it'll be fun. Now it's going to be real good tune in when he's rebooked on the show somewhere down the line. Maybe that happens later this year. Maybe it happens next year. But it sounds like this was a real wake-up call because he had this wonderful opportunity to reach an audience that he hasn't previously reached. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this might be kind of the rock bottom that he needed, the sobering wake-up call of like, dude, we need to live better.
Right. Well, especially when you have so many people working on your behalf.
Sure.
You know, and that's their job. That's what they get paid to do, is to promote you and to get you in front of a bigger audience and all that. So he probably just feels awful. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine feeling, you know, what he must be going through.
Yeah, that's got to be brutal.
Anyway, and I know I'm not losing sight of the fact that he, you know, put people possibly at risk, or he put himself at risk, yada, yada. But at least he's got, you know, a heartfelt apology. So moving on from that, Michael Anthony and Sammy Hagar of Van Halen posted a tribute video to Eddie Van Halen. Very sweet. This was after they did a show at some beach town. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I posted it for everybody to see. It's very long, so you could check it out at mytalk1071.com on the show links page. Okay?
Nice. Some Weezer news regarding Van Halen. They have officially dedicated their upcoming album to Eddie Van Halen. They said, "We're saddened to hear of Eddie Van Halen's untimely passing. Given the news, we wanted to dedicate our album, which is called Van Weezer.
Oh my gosh.
To Eddie, as a thank you for all the incredible music that soundtracked our youth and inspired the record. R.I.P. EVH."
Oh my gosh, that is so nice. I like Van Weezer. That's fantastic.
Van Weezer's pretty great. Yeah.
Yeah. Stevie Nicks, I know Grant was talking about Fleetwood Mac and how they got a boost in sales thanks to that viral video from the Ocean Spray cranberry skateboarding guy. Well, Stevie Nicks, who of course is a member of Fleetwood Mac, has released her first song in 6 years. Her first new solo song since 2014. And there are two versions of this song. And one is an acoustic piano only take. And the other one is a full band recording that features Dave Stewart of the Eurythmics on guitar and Dave Grohl on drums. And this song is inspired by a real dream that she had where she was playing a benefit in the Hamptons, preparing herself to sing for Martin Luther King Jr., the Kennedys. And here's a little bit. I think we have the acoustic version of the song. It is called Show Them the Way.
And I said, please God, show them the way.
Ooh, I like this.
Please God, on this day.
Sounds like a Kygo song.
Spirits all give them the strength.
I love Stevie Nicks.
Peace can come if you really want it. I sat at the piano.
Her voice is so unique.
I was just thinking that. Yeah. It's got unique sound to it.
Almost cartoon-like.
He wasn't my old friend John. I didn't know
when
him
was this
then.
Just recently, I think. But what happened was she had a dream that she was singing a song to all these leaders.
Sounds great.
And she was playing a benefit in the Hamptons. And someone said, sing us a song. There's a piano. And then they handed her a drink. And so these lyrics came to her after having this dream. I love those kinds of stories.
Can you download that song?
I think you can.
That's a good prayer. That's a good song. It's a good prayer to have for your leaders, whoever the elected ones happen to be.
Right?
Show them the way. Yeah, give
them
some clarity.
Yes. Can I get a
Green.
All right. When we come back on the Donna and Steve Show, Sesame Street strikes again. They're doing something very cool to help kids understand a very heavy subject. We'll get to that on the way. Oh, and then you have something really cool that's got a local tie-in.
Yeah, there's going to be a new movie coming out on Disney Plus next week. I chatted with the director yesterday and how Minnesota, and particularly a Minnesota story, is going to be front and center. We'll tell you about that when we come back. It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Hey, good morning. You're listening to us, Donna and Steve, on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. I love Sesame Street. I wish I watched it more. It's so adorbs.
You can.
HBO Max, I think.
And PBS still. HBO Max is where the
old ones.
You can get new episodes on HBO.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Oh, I guess on HBO Max too. But first run, go to HBO. The production value is higher since it went to HBO. Like legit, you can see the lighting is better. I'm not making this up.
Interesting. Well, the gang from Sesame Street is coming together to help families address the topic of racism and how kids can stand up against it as part of this new special that is airing next Thursday. Okay, so it's the 15th. It's called The Power of We, a Sesame Street special, and it's going to feature an 8-year-old Muppet named Gabrielle and her cousin Tamir, and they have a conversation with Elmo and Abby Cadabby.
Yes.
As they learn how to become upstanders to unfair treatment based on skin or fur color.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
I am so excited about this. I love seeing what they do because they're so smart. And it's so important because things can really, really impact kids.
And it's also good for the parents to be in the room, too, because it's this really nice way of simplifying the message, right? It can feel complicated of addressing issues like that with your children, but they boil it down to like, here's how simple the root issue is. Or if you're from the Midwest, the root issue. I'm not gonna, whatever.
I know, I get it. So mark your calendars for a week from yesterday, October 15th, HBO Max, and then they're gonna have repeats throughout the month and into November. Yeah. Remember what they did with CNN in June? They teamed up for a town hall to talk to kids about racism among the Black Lives Matter protests. Right. And they did a really, really great job. So, yay. I wanted everybody to know about that.
I have a feeling that after my kids are all grown and out of the house, this might sound really sad and lame, but I'm just going to say it.
Butterfly kisses.
I think I'm going to watch kids' shows after they leave.
Oh, good God.
To remember them. Because right now, when a kid's show is on, it's like, it's cozy. It's warm. Like, they're watching Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood right now. We're trying to get Dev into that. And it's like, it feels cozy. It feels like you're home. You're all sort of in the nest. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I have a feeling that that could, like, I could see, I think I'm going to miss those shows.
What if your kids are like, Dad, I want to move to L.A.?
I'll be like, look, I've always thought of it too. Let's go.
Oh, God. They're going to be like, he's so clingy.
Yeah.
Cut the strings.
I'm going to start. I'll like continue shopping at H&M, but I'll be in my mid-50s.
That's okay.
Oh.
I still shop at H&M.
Never mind. Okay. Never mind. Not a joke anymore.
I totally do. I totally shop at H&M. And I think I'm wearing something that I bought.
Who are you buying it for? Okay.
Rude.
No. Don't read into that. That's good. Do any of the employees ever say, ma'am, are you looking for the mall directory? What do you get there? I'm sorry. What do you get? Scrunchies?
Clothes.
If I ever saw you in an H&M, I don't know what I listen, here's what I'm going to say.
It's just a regular basic clothes store.
I'm starting to feel a little old in H&M. I'm in there and I'm like,
that's because you have a lot of kids. I don't know how old I am because I have nothing to measure time by.
Oh, gosh.
Put me down for it. Yes, queen.
That. Oh, oh, my gosh. What geez. A great sentence.
As far as I know, it's 1989. I don't know. Jeez.
Oh, gosh.
Don't you have a story to tell us about?
I do. We've got a great special that's coming up next week at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, October 14th. It's going to be on Channel 5, and it is called Behind the Clouds. So this is a story looking back at the life of Zach Sobiech. So as many Minnesotans might remember, Zach Sobiech was a teen here in Minnesota who was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, a very deadly form of cancer. And in his dying days, he was a part of our sister station, KS95. He was a part of their radiothon that they had for kids.
Sure, it was a big news story, absolutely.
Yeah, and so he was there. They found out he had a song. One thing leads to another. His song ends up getting recorded. There's a local music producer, Carl Diemer, who says, hey, I can produce this for you. They shoot a video of it. They put it up online. And this is back in 2012. And then it gets millions of views and it starts going viral. And then there is an actor who is over in Italy at the time, feeling sick himself. He's on a trip with his wife and going through YouTube. And he sees this thing about dying kid writes song. And he clicks on the video and watches it. Then he reached out to his friends. That actor's name is Justin Baldoni from Jane the Virgin.
Yes.
He reaches out to a bunch of celebrity friends that he has. And they then do a celebrity cover of the song Clouds, written by Zach Sobiech. And then he shows it to Zach, like, hey, check it out. This, your song is going everywhere and it's impacting people. And then there's all these celebrities doing it, blah, blah, blah. Now we get to, years later, the Clouds Choir for a Cause happens every year at Mall of America. It's a big KS95 event and it has drawn more and more people every year. Started with about 3,500 people year one. Last year they had over 7,000 people. It gets bigger each year. To the point where just a couple years ago when they were there, there was an announcement that was made. There were Warner Brothers executives there at the event, the Clouds Choir, as thousands of people sing his song Clouds in the rotunda, a really moving experience. Mm-hmm. And then they say to his parents, guess what? Warner Brothers is here. And they just greenlit the movie Clouds. So that movie is now coming to Disney Plus
next week. That is fantastic.
So what we're doing, since the movie is going to be out, we are doing a special looking at the real people who were involved in this real story. Now, this is based on a true story. There are, I'm sure, liberties taken in this movie like there are in any movie. But yesterday I was talking with Justin Baldoni, and he had just done 2 days of press for Clouds, and we were his final interview. He shared so much love with Minnesota in this interview. He was just so grateful for, of course, Zach and his family and the fact that their paths crossed, but also the people of Minnesota who rallied around him. And he had so many awesome things to say. One way, a length that they went to make sure that it felt real, the movie Clouds feels real. The lead actor even wore Zach's clothes.
Yeah.
Like the clothes
that
Zach was wearing when he recorded, the actor is wearing in the movie. They had his mother bring up stuff from Zach's bedroom to their set so that it would feel like his space. So Clouds, the movie, is coming out next week. And we will have the special October 14th, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. on Channel 5.
Excellent. That is really exciting. Okay, we'll remind everybody, too, when that time comes. But in the meantime, we need to play a game, don't we?
College of Pop Culture Knowledge, 651-641-1071. Call now, and you can bet on me or Donna. If you bet right, you win. Next.
Good morning. Welcome back. You are still listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Let us play.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna's
the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Dawn McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
Hey, Rocco's here.
Well, actually, Grant is in here. We're gonna give Grant a shot at doing this.
Yeah, come on,
Grant.
Oh, my
gosh. You
got this.
I am Grant.
Yes. Oh, let me get you on here, Rocco.
It's training day, kind of like that movie.
Yeah,
like the movie.
That
ended, Al Pacino.
Yeah. Training day.
No.
We're gonna see if I am Grant's guy.
What's his name? Denzel.
Yeah. Derek Washington.
Yeah. Derek Washington.
You're not gonna do so well at today's, I don't think. If you think it was Derek Washington.
All right. Oh,
okay.
Shoot.
Take it away. I am Grant.
All right. Welcome to the Pop Culture Knowledge. Pop Culture Knowledge.
A little more energy, Grant.
Welcome to the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
Donna, no.
Oh, sorry.
Steve won yesterday.
Yeah.
So Steve is now up 78 to 65.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
So it's getting a little stretched there, but that's okay. You got time.
Shut up.
Donna.
And right. We're going to play this game every day here with Don and Steve on the show at 10:30. And we have Tara on the line. How you doing, Tara?
Actually, it's Kara.
Kara, my apologies. I thought you said Tara. Sorry, Kara. And you are from Stillwater, right, Kara?
Yes, I am.
And that is a population of 50,391, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
Oh, Kara, what the heck, man?
Kara, just pretend.
Okay, yeah, I'm pretending. I mean, I just recently moved here, even though I'm from Minnesota originally, but...
Where'd you move from?
Yeah, my husband... Well, I was born in Korea, then I grew up in Maplewood and Oakdale, then I moved to Chicago, and then I came back to Stillwater.
Chicago.
What are the main differences between Korea and Oakdale? You don't have to answer that now, Kara. That's okay.
All right.
So I'm adopted. I was adopted as a baby.
Yay!
Oh, how long did you live in Korea?
You were chosen.
Well, I was there for 6 months. So,
Have you been back since? We will get to the game, I promise. Have you been back since?
Yes, I was back, in my 30s. Wow. So,
That's very cool. Well, welcome to the game.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, the customs guy kind of chided me for not speaking Korean. But
you tell that customs guy to zip it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are so excited to have you, Kara. Here we go. We're going to start this sucker.
Yeah, we're going to give it a whirl here. Kara, if you had to eat the same thing every day for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Well, it would be tacos.
Tacos. All right.
All right. That's my kind of lady.
Nice. I feel like Korean barbecue or something.
Oh, man,
well, yeah, I do
fantastic.
Like bulgogi, and I do like, but that's just a recent thing, so...
Okay.
Have you been to a Korean barbecue, Donna?
Yes, Steve.
Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable.
Good.
Fire the meat up right at your table.
All right, can we play?
Yes. So today's topic, if I have everyone's attention now, Donna and Steve and Kara, today's topic is famous movie lines. So I'll give you the line and you give me the movie it was set in. So, Kara, it comes down to you. Who do you think knows more about famous lines? Like I said, I'll give you the line. I'll give the... Whoever you pick the line, and then they will say where the line is from, what movie it's from.
Well, I'm going to go with Steve because he just has a better record.
It's very true, Kara.
That's a mathematical choice. That's not emotional. Thank you, Kara. Donna Scram.
All right, I'm going to go look for candy. Bye.
Huh? All righty. Donna's leaving the room now. Kara is in Stillwater. I'm in Chaska. Let us meet together in the Twin Cities.
All right, Steve. So... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. The timer will start after I ask the first question. Famous movie lines.
Okay.
You talking to me?
That is Taxi.
All right. And I'm walking here. I'm walking here.
I'm walking here. Hey! Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy. And I'll be back.
That is Terminator.
Right.
I think it's Terminator 1, 2. All right, bam.
Wow, hey, that was fast.
Kara, you liking my answers there, sister?
I'm pretty sure for the second and third one, and then I think the first one is Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver. Okay, listen, I appreciate... Do you think it's Taxi Driver? Is Taxi a sitcom? Taxi Driver. Okay, Taxi felt a little short for me. I'm going to go with you here, Kara, okay? Taxi Driver.
Yes.
Is our first and final answer.
I'm back.
Right. Lock it in. Hey, hi.
Hey, man. How's it going?
You know, pretty decent.
Okay.
All right. So,
hey, Grant, before you left, did you hear what we changed our first answer to? Don't say it. We don't want to give it away to Donna.
Do I need to leave?
No, I heard.
You heard.
I heard what she said, yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, well, that's what we're going to do.
All right. So, now, as you know the game, I'm going to give you a movie line, and you got to tell me what movie it's from.
Okay.
All right, so once I start asking the questions, I will start the music.
Okay.
And here we go. The first line, you talking to me?
That is from Goodfellas.
All right. Next line, I'm walking here.
I don't know if that's Taxi Driver or Midnight Cowboy.
I'm walking here.
Midnight Cowboy. That doesn't sound right. Let's go Taxi Driver for now.
Okay. And I'll Be Back.
That is from Terminator.
All right.
I think I'm going to change my answer to Midnight Cowboy number two final.
All right. All right.
All right.
All right. Care. So now this is where I could use a little help from my man Rocco.
Okay.
Now that we've got these all done.
So now we walk it back and say, all right, number one, blah, blah, blah. Steve said this. Donna said that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So the first line was you talking to me. And Steve responded with his final answer, Taxi Driver.
Yes.
And Donna answered with Goodfellas.
Oh.
I think it's Taxi Driver. Goodfellas is the, you think I'm funny?
What am I, a clown?
What am I, a clown? I amuse you?
Yeah, you're right.
Yep,
yeah,
and it is Taxi Driver.
Oh, yes! Man! Boo!
Donna! Yeah!
So Steve gets the first one there. Now the next one is, I'm walking here. I'm walking here. And Steve's guess was Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And you originally had Taxi Driver, but last second switch it back to Midnight Cowboy. So it's a push. It's Midnight Cowboy.
All right. Woo! Steve, I'm surprised you knew that.
Yeah. I've never seen the movie, but I just know that it comes from that movie.
That's your line.
That's my line. And I know a lot more movie lines that I've experienced just through pop culture than movies I've seen. Does that make sense? Bye, Donna.
Bye.
Okay. And the last one here, I'll Be Back. So you guys know where that's from, obviously. Wow. Steve answered the Terminator, and you answered Terminator as well. So it's a push there. And it looks like...
Yeah, woo-hoo! Congratulations.
Thank you.
Way to go, Kara.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I got to say, I was excited to call in because I wanted to tell you guys a song that I want you to play.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're going to be doing a campfire commercial break on Facebook Live.
Will you do A Hard Day's Night? Because it's got that distinctive chord at the beginning.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's John Lennon's birthday.
Oh, 80th, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to have to put me down.
Been a hard day's night.
I got to see if I can play this.
All right.
So Kara has won one of our famous My Talk t-shirts.
Woo!
Yes. So we will be getting your information. If you don't mind holding for us, Tara, we'll get your information here once we get this settled. All right.
All right. And Kara, we love you.
Too,
Kara. We'll get back to you on your audition.
And Kara, my bad. That's the second time I've called you Tara. Have a good one.
Oh, my God.
It's okay. It's training day.
It's training day.
Isn't there a famous quote from Training Day that we probably can't say on the... on the radio?
I don't know. You keep
something about King Kong.
I Am Kong, yeah.
Dude movies, man. Let's do some, like, beaches.
Those were, like, you know, East Coast movies.
Yeah, Donna.
Yeah, from Jersey.
Guess. That's what I grew up with.
I know. Anyway, Steve, congratulations on another win. Very exciting for you.
Big Mo back on my side. I can sense it.
One away from 80.
Oh, dang.
No. Boo, 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 boo.
I wanna read an email.
Okay.
Can we open the mailbag officially, please?
Yes, you got it, buddy. Yep. I am Grant, his nut. Hey, Grant. Jeez, can you turn my little volume up? Here we go.
Mail's here.
Nope.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Char sends this in. Subject, dream. Donna mentioned that she heard some very weird high-pitched squeals coming from darn near screams outside of her window last night in Bloomington. She thinks it may have been a rabbit that was getting killed. Cher writes, this is so weird that you were talking about rabbits dying.
Oh.
I had a dream that I was helping raise rabbits in Steve's backyard. He was teaching me how to speak for my Halloween costume. I was going as Kimberly Guilfoyle. For me to say, the best is yet to come, Steve said it should be bold and sound like, can I get a yes, queen? I mean, that's how a listener's mind is working, Donna.
It's funny, but you know what? That is hilarious that they're dreaming about you. Second thing, somebody else suggested that the noise that I heard may have been foxes, like mating call or something, or warning call. Here's what that would sound like.
Ah, it's very quiet.
It could be that.
Have you ever heard, hey, Grant, can you look up quickly coyote noise or coyote squeal?
Because it could be.
Because I wonder if it was a coyote.
Well, these are all things that are in my yard. Another thing is a bird flew into my window the other day, and it was on my deck, dead. And I'm like,
definitely not a sign.
I'm like, I'm going to go get that like tomorrow. I went out to look at it.
Gone. You know, Donna, I had a bird that flew into my window over the summer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to have to go move that dead bird now. And no kidding, he got up and like shook it off like 3 minutes later and flew away. He may have just passed out.
That could be. All right. You got it, Grant?
Yeah. So this is the sound right here. It's called the lip squeak of a coyote.
No, get that crap out of here.
No, it's almost bird-like. It was more the whatever you played before that. What was that again?
Foxes? It was Fox's mating call. Fox mating call. But Steve's right there with the coyotes.
Sorry, I'm firing up a Zoom. Sorry.
No problem.
Jesus, what a disaster.
They are definitely louder than what we just played there. So you might be right, Steve, with that coyote.
All right.
You can join us on Facebook Live now.
Yes, you can. But before we have you go to Facebook Live, can we just remind everybody about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, brought to you by Southern Lights and Dr. Lisa of Wayzata Cosmetic Surgery and Spa. If you're looking for some resources, we've got it on our website to raise awareness. Lots of organizations who offer support to those battling the disease. Just use keyword awareness when you're at the website. What?
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Now you can go to our MyTalk 1071 Facebook page. I'm going to play the guitar. Donna's going to sing. It's a commercial campfire song break, and we're doing it right now. We will return. We're getting tipsy next on MyTalk.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Welcome back to our little show. It's Donna and Steve on MyTalk 1071. Everything entertainment.
Hey, since we just sang on Facebook Live, yes. You can go and see it. What's the name of that Maroon 5 song there?
That is called...
Grown Man Cry? Nobody knows?
I'll tell you in a second, Con.
Really Nobody's nice. Love?
Nobody's love.
Love? Boom. Insta download. He does it again.
Oh, good for you. Very exciting.
Really nice song. Donna and I just sang Leave It on a Jet Plane.
Very badly.
And, you know, I think that there will always be, I think there's like a little bit of a delay.
Yep.
Just enough to ruin music.
Yep.
On Zoom.
It's true.
And so...
and I couldn't hear you. You couldn't hear me.
I could see you, and it was funny.
That's right. Grant wasn't even watching online. He was just watching through the glass.
That is funny.
You can go and relive our commercial break campfire. What did you call it? A campfire?
I can't remember. Commercial break campfire songs?
Commercial break campfire sing-along.
Sing-along. There you go.
With Donna and
Steve. Sing-along.
Unbelievable. Let's do this.
It went very terribly, and we move on. Oops. Hi.
Pating.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 A bear, be dear, be dear, be do, be do. Here are five things you could do now in the fall to have a better winter. You want to hear them?
Yeah,
of course you do. I'm going to say them anyway. Make a plan way ahead of when you'll actually need it. That's what I'm doing right now. Think about things in advance and planning for setbacks and hurdles that could come up. That will help you cope with if things do go bad. Guys.
What?
Struggle's real.
No, we're doing okay.
All right. Number two, look at habits that helped you in the spring. Even if the pandemic gets worse this winter, you'll have a better idea of what to expect this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about all the things that helped you feel normal over the past few months and do those things as needed.
Well, that was go outside in the sun.
Shut up, Grant.
Sorry.
Talk about your concerns with family and friends. Yeah. Remember, you don't have to process everything when you're feeling alone. And talking about things with your friends and family could let you know that they're having similar thoughts. You know, like the holidays this year are going to be very different for D-Val.
Oh, yeah.
Usually go home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, leaving on a jet plane ain't going to be happening, I'll tell you that right now. Not for Thanksgiving. It's just too much.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's going to be...
Yeah.
I'm going to do alone Thanksgiving this year. I think it's going to be really awesome.
That totally alone?
Yeah. Like, I'm not a lonely person. You know, some people are, they just have to have something on their calendar all the time. I kind of like me.
I like that.
I don't mind spending time with me because I get me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, listen, if you're looking for a place, you could always join us for Thanksgiving.
What?
We'd love to have you.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Steve, that's
sweet. It would probably be more crowded than you wanted it to be because I will get together with my sister, which means she's got three kids. I've got four kids.
But, no, I get it. No, thank you. That's very sweet. I'm all good. I'm all good. I appreciate that.
Watch that. I did a courtesy invite tonight, and I was sweating.
That's okay. I was like, please, nobody ask me to come to their house. Please, 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 nobody ask me. That's the thing. People put their own stuff on you. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, I can't bear to think of somebody alone on Thanksgiving. I'm like, please, please don't invite me because then I'm
said I'm alone and now if
yeah,
I can, no.
yeah. Get professional support if you need it, whether you're dealing with loneliness or anxiety or depression or bad sleep. It would not hurt to connect with a mental health professional. There's no shame in that ever.
Yeah, for sure. Totally.
And remember to enjoy the present too. Planning is good, but don't get so focused on the upcoming winter that you miss out on fall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, enjoy these colors right now. They're spectacular.
Yeah.
Enjoy the little things in life. Maybe just, you know, making homemade soup. Just enjoy the process.
You're right about that.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
A lot of people do that. We do that. We do that not even just with big things, but like each week. You know, if it's the term working for the weekend, when you do that, you miss your week.
You're just
so hell-bent on like, oh, but Saturday. It's one thing to sort of have a fun, I'm looking forward to this on Saturday. But when you just put your head down or, oh, once we get here. But then you realize when you get to wherever here is, that it's another day.
You got
and
it.
And you missed all of those other days that you could have enjoyed leading up to it.
You're my buddy, boo.
Now, I have information for parents out there who are trying to guide their children in the midst of this pandemic. There's a woman named Emily Oster. This is on Bloomberg Businessweek today. So Emily Oster came out with a book a few years ago, which was, this was in 2013. It was called Expecting Better, Why the Conventional Pregnancy Wisdom is Wrong and What You Really Need to Know. So it then took her from, she was an academic, and then it took her to a household name, and she's written other books since then. Well, she came out with this 5-step process for parents to help make decisions about what their children should or shouldn't do right now in the midst of the pandemic. It's a 5-step thing and it's pretty quick. It goes like this. Step one, frame the question. Whatever the possible thing is, your kid wants to go here, wants to go to this party, wants to go play that sport, whatever. Frame the question. Clearly define 2 or 3 options instead of trying to evaluate infinite possibilities. Just really, let's boil it down. What are we actually talking about? Then step two, mitigate risk. What is the safest way to execute the options that we just laid out? So then try to walk through that. Step three, evaluate the risk. There's risk in anything, certainly during a pandemic. So you need to just evaluate what the risks are. Then, and they say, don't overlook these, evaluate the benefits and then decide. So frame the question, mitigate your risk, figure out the safest way, and then say, all right, now that we know that, what is the risk? What are the benefits? Then decide. And it's cool because she says it's not necessarily for you to feel sure that the decision that you reach is the right one instead, because that's difficult right now in the midst of a pandemic.
Yep.
And there's changing information all the time. The goal is to feel good about the process you used to arrive at that decision so that you can move on to the next fire that you need to put out. So if you have an actual, I had a way of deciding that we would go here, that we wouldn't go there, just have a system for how you make those decisions. Some of them will be right, some of them will be wrong, but you'll have confidence that you use this same steady system.
Beautiful, Steve.
Let's take a break.
So good. All right, we'll take a break and then we'll come back. I'll tell you some of the movies that are supposed to hit theaters this year. We'll discuss that and more up next.
Hurry into Ram Power Days and experience the raw power of the Ram 3500. With available best-in-class torque and towing among 350 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Strap yourself in for one powerful ride in the Ram TRX. With the most horsepower of any gas pickup ever built. Or the Ram 1500, awarded number one in driver appeal among light-duty pickups by J.D. Power 3 years in a row. Hurry into Ram Power Days going on now. For J.D. Power 2022 U.S. award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.